I got to do American Idol 12 years ago, right before I got to become a dad to my daughter, her name is Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
I call her Jossie. When I came off of Idol, I was trying to pursue the music stuff and everything that's happening now. I was believing that God was going to do it, and it it was kind of all happening. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I watched, my mom was also in the picture helping with Jossie, and I just watched her struggle to start raising this kid again on her own. And I don't know, I felt like I needed to step in. And so I put the music to the side, and I moved back home to Tampa, and because I was out here for a few months in Nashville chasing the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I put it all aside. I went back home. Took a job at a church. I was just trying to figure out how to provide for a child, you know?
Right.
And so I went on staff at a church and got health insurance, because that's something you need for a kid. All the things that it takes, you know what I mean, legally mm-hmm. to the state and to get paperwork and everything that you need just to prove to these people that I'm 10 years older than her, but I'm her dad, you know,
right.
When she goes to a doctor visit or anything. And so, you know, we walked through all that, and here we are. That was 12 years ago, Idol. Did that just a little bit after Idol. And then about 2 years ago, I get an email from The Voice.
They got a hold of you?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Which is cool, right? So, mm-hmm. like, they actually cast The Voice, as opposed to what Idol, like, used to be. They actually reach out, and they find artists, like, on Instagram and TikTok and people. So they knew who I was. They knew I did Idol. And I also was like, there's no way they're going to put me on the show when I got to do American Idol. Like, a few years ago, that was kind of not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it is more. And I just remember being like, God, are you going to, like, do this? Are you giving me another chance at this? Because to be completely honest, I had put the dream down. Like, I knew that I'd been called by God. And I was like, Lord, if it's never to go outside of these four walls of this church, I'm happy. But just help me grieve the part of this that I thought was to travel the world telling them about who you are.
But guess what? I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is the coolest story, Jeremy, because you were faithful in the small things. Not saying that your daughter is a small thing, but you were faithful and you did what you were supposed to do, putting aside your dream. You did what you were supposed to do, and God blessed you for that. And he still gave you your heart's desire, and probably even more, I imagine. So continue your story. I had to interject.
It's great. Isn't it just like God to step in and give us to do immeasurably more than we could ask or think,
you know?
And so I've been living Ephesians. I've been living that scripture, like, in that portion of it, because he has been doing more than I could imagine. And so it's funny. I had a conversation with the Lord. I say conversation. I was praying. I was talking to the Lord, and I literally remember telling him, Lord, help me grieve this part of it so that I can be okay with not having more than this.
Right.
And 2 weeks later, I got that email from The Voice, and then everything started to change.
So cool.